Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain, but it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs, or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.
Hello, and welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis with your hosts,
Ashley
and Tracy. Pull up a chair for your seat at the table as we talk about mood swings. And just thought it would be a good topic to cover, no matter what stage of life you're in. Mm-hmm. I think everybody battles mood swings, and it's incredibly relevant for women and their families as hormonal changes and life transitions and external stressors mm-hmm. can significantly impact emotional well-being. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't talk right now.
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit when you said you wanted to do this topic and just how it's relevant to midlife, specifically, and, not just the changes we're going through physically, but also, the things we're dealing with in our life. And I find myself sometimes, going about my day and I'm fine. And then I remember like this thing that's happening in my family at the time and it just weighs me down.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, I got to get back to where I was, So it's kind of, it can be up and down throughout the day. And sometimes it's just down all day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I get annoyed, I think, and anxious mm-hmm. pretty easily
yes.
sometimes, even though I'm postmenopausal. Mm-hmm. So I don't feel like I'm having the hormone, roller coaster ride anymore. But I still feel like last week mm-hmm. I got super slammed busy at work and just super irritable mm-hmm. and anxious. And it's like, what's wrong with me?
Right.
Like, why is this happening?
I just feel to just handle this like easy and just, glide through. Yeah. And it's funny too, like even I think before you go into midlife, I remember sometimes when I didn't realize I was about to start my cycle for the month. And I would start crying about nothing, and I'm like, what's wrong with me? And then it's like, oh, I'm going to start my period.
yes. And I would cry watching, it could be a commercial.
Right.
ASPCA always gets me.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Like, as soon as I see it come on, I try to change the remote because every time mm-hmm. it gets me and I just start crying, it's like, oh my gosh, what
terrible.
Is wrong with me?
They're terrible.
Or watching, any kind of TV show, that might have that. But hormonal changes, of course, which we've talked about a lot, because it impacts you so heavily during midlife
mm-hmm.
but and I thought this was an interesting fun fact that studies indicate that up to 70% of women experience mood swings during perimenopause.
Oh, I believe
70%.
That. I mean, just from my own experience.
But yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't have the stats, the data on it, but the number of women in the workforce mm-hmm. that are in menopause is staggering as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess that makes sense. I mean, if you think about the timing when women really started coming into the workforce right. and not staying at home so much, a lot of those women are now, midlife or even just past that. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
And again, adding those extra stressors mm-hmm. from work. And like I just mentioned, you know, I used to be able to breeze through everything at the office or at work
right.
and deal with all of that, which some of it is just little things that are, I don't know why they irritate me, whether yeah. it's yeah. somebody, how they responded or they didn't mm-hmm. respond or anything. And I'm waiting, I can't move forward on a certain task until I,
right.
find out this, but yeah, in the workforce, and hopefully a lot of women have other women,
right.
Colleagues that they can talk to,
right.
or, support, be supportive and stuff. I was fortunate to have mostly women, during my important years of mm-hmm. my wackadoo hormones,
And I've seen a lot of awareness, really, with, on the news and talk shows where they're, trying to make people aware of
yes.
the stage of women's lives, and that, like you said, a lot of them are in the workforce.
Yes.
And everyone in the office kind of needs to understand, what's going on. So
right. And but you can't really talk about it. In the office, right. I never, unless it was another female colleague or somebody that could understand and relate.
Right. Yeah.
But generally speaking, I always thought it was taboo,
mm-hmm.
right? Because when you're a female and you're trying to increase, your career.
Right.
And maybe climb the ladder, if you will. I just thought that it was very unprofessional to, one, cry at work. To me, that's the worst thing I could ever do is to cry at work.
Right.
But those types of things, so.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's, been... We've talked about how that's been a problem for women in general, just keeping quiet and not sharing and not, we have this fear in us where it's like, I can't be human.
Yeah.
I have to be, robotic. I have to right. do my job and I have to do it well and not appear to be human, which
right.
is terrible.
Right.
Or
to appear to be female because, mm-hmm. When we first started out in our careers, it was still a very male-dominant
oh, yeah.
world.
Absolutely.
Right? And perhaps...
Especially the grocery industry. Well, in advertising.
Yeah.
I mean, crazy.
Yeah. Definitely heavy male dominance there. So, but even, life's transitions, too, will add to that. Children leaving the home mm-hmm. can be very emotional if you're an empty nester.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for that day. But then when that day comes, I'm just trying to brace myself because it might be more emotional than I think
it
is.
It definitely
be.
Is.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster. It's
yeah.
mood swings because you're very excited.
Yeah.
And then you're very sad, and then, it's kind of up and down, and I would say for even a little while after they leave, it's still kind of an up and down thing.
Yeah.
Until you finally just kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I'm okay with this now,
right.
you know?
Yeah, and again, as we've talked about so many times, I feel sometimes it's just important to embrace your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You
absolutely.
Know, and
yeah,
and just
to.
Kind of let it out.
You gotta just feel it.
And feel it,
mm-hmm.
Then to try to not deal with it, but... and something else that a lot of people in midlife are dealing with is caring for aging parents.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And that can be very, very rough mm-hmm. and emotional. I saw a post from Bailey not too long ago, mm-hmm. And she was not having a good day, And I can only imagine, both of my parents have now passed, but... It was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy trying to handle all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Fortunately, I'm not there yet. But
right.
we'll see.
You know, and not everybody does have to deal with that, right?
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are, and especially there's some of them maybe are becoming empty nesters, mm-hmm. but now end up having to take care of their parents. Yeah.
As soon as my youngest moved out, my mom retired.
Yeah.
And she lives up in Utah, and she comes down now for winters and stays with me.
Yeah.
And so it was like, okay, well, I got rid of my kids, and now
Yes. So. But yeah, that, and you know, or anything. It could be career changes. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that a bit as well, especially trying to, you know, reinvent yourself mm-hmm. in midlife.
Especially at that point in your life, yeah.
Yeah, I was just talking to a coworker last week about it, and the fact that there was a position that intrigued my interest, and I have a lot of people working for this particular, it's actually a platform, mm-hmm. So it would be outside of the agency life, but, and more money, significantly
yeah.
more money.
Wow.
But the fear when I switched to this job after, you know, decades of being with my old job and having it be remote, the onboarding was overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
But I started...
It's challenging to do that virtually.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had... because I knew that it was going to be challenging just anyway going in, I asked, you know, for what they had in mind for onboarding, you mm-hmm. know, how would it be structured and all that kind of good stuff before. But it was still overwhelming. And I did start at a bad time, right in the middle of planning season. So it was literally feet first. And but it was very, very overwhelming. So mm-hmm. now I feel very confident. It's been a year and a half mm-hmm. Now that I've been there. So I'm very confident in, you know, their processes and procedures and new platforms and stuff. But honestly, the thought of starting again with another company, it's overwhelming just to think about it. So we had that conversation, and it's like, well, you know, do you... not increase, because there's a significant salary increase there.
Yeah,
but
it's, you know, we get comfortable. It's hard to get out of our comfort zones. Mm-hmm. That is very overwhelming.
Yeah.
And can be make you very anxious.
Yeah.
So. But sometimes it's good for, you know, usually right. it's good for us
right.
to do that.
Yeah, change can be good.
Right.
But, and it never seemed to bother me when I was younger. It was
yeah.
more exciting
it was just
than
like,
it
oh, yeah.
was
I got
overwhelming.
This.
So I think it's interesting how, it makes me feel now, and mm-hmm. my whole decision processing is way different.
Much different.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's just way different.
I feel the same way.
But, so no matter what you're going through, in stage you are in your life, just know that mood swings are, they're common.
They
and,
are. Yeah. And they're okay.
And it's okay.
You
it is okay.
You just gotta feel it and then move on.
You know, and then on top of hormonal changes and life transitions, you have the biological factors, right? Mm. So that's, you know, beyond hormones, you know, changes in neurotransmitters like serotonin, which we talked about
yes.
a lot, and, you know, dopamine also play a big role. So, because, you know, if your balance in those chemicals are off
mm-hmm.
again, that can help with creating these mood swings.
Right.
So
yeah, absolutely.
Just important to go to the doctor and get tested and know, again, that it's not just you.
Right.
And I am glad that there's so much talk now about women in midlife
mm-hmm.
and menopause, even just 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, I feel it's the doors have just opened right up.
It really has. Yeah, it's great to see that.
Everyone, high-profile people, doctors,
mm-hmm.
and like you said, even on the news, they talk about it.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I've seen it come up several times just watching the 5 o'clock news, you know. But, yeah, I think just taking care of yourself, you know, talking to your doctor, talking to your friends,
yeah.
It's not something that... People generally are open to talking about it now
right.
a lot
yeah.
more.
Yeah, oh, much more. And recognizing the symptoms
mm-hmm.
and understanding, you know, why you're feeling the way you're feeling, or at least recognizing, if you don't know why, at least recognize that, you know, Some people, and sometimes I didn't recognize when I was, you yeah. know, raging a little bit, or, you know, I had to have
my
somebody
kids are
say,
really good at pointing it out to me.
Yes, yes, somebody else has to point it out to you. But some of the, you know, emotional symptoms, you know, irritability, sadness, anxiety, feelings of overwhelm, which we just talked about as an example with me, even thinking just the thought of changing jobs, it just seemed to be so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, for 2 days later, I'm pondering, why is this so overwhelming to me?
What's my problem?
What's my problem? And then, of course, there's physical symptoms, too, mm-hmm. which hot flashes, night sweats, sleep disturbances outside of, you know, night sweats, often accompany mood swings. And for me, I just remember waking up just feeling gross.
And you like know. You didn't sleep well.
And then on top of that, not sleeping well.
Yeah, yeah.
So very irritable.
I think even, you know, people don't realize that even if you don't wake up in the middle of the night, if you're not sleeping well, if you're experiencing physical things or even mental, you know, it can still affect how deep.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Keep you sleep or how well your body's rested.
Right.
So even if you didn't wake up and you're or like in the middle of the night and then you get up in the morning and you're like, wait, I just don't feel like I rested well, but I didn't wake up. That's another, you know, factor to consider. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And the impact that it has on your relationships, which I think is super, super important. You know, it can strain relationships with partners, you know, your children and work colleagues.
Right.
I remember at that time I was dating someone and perhaps even living with them, but, and I remember having to say it out loud because I was thinking, he must think I am a crazy woman, you know, like it's like ping, ping, ping. My mood swings were just off of the charts. And, so I just had to explain it to him. We didn't talk a lot about it, but it was like, this is what's going on. And I'm, you know, entering menopause and I'm trying to get my hormones balanced, but it doesn't seem to be working. And he was also very patient and kind in that regard, but would point out, you know, my highs and lows and and everything in between. So I feel lucky, even though we're not together anymore, but I don't think that it was too much of a strain on the relationship.
Yeah.
But like I said, I definitely tried to keep the communication lines open.
Oh, it's so important.
To let him know, like, I don't know why I'm acting this way. Mm-hmm. You know, sorry, what did I just snap at you?
Right.
You know, I don't know why. Yeah. And maybe I didn't even realize I was doing it. So, and as we always, always talk about, diet and exercise are so important, and sleep hygiene. So we've had even
take care of yourself
several episodes on that, on how to you know, sleep, if it's, you know, all the various things, and maybe even having an app that, you know, has sounds, calming sounds, calm, right? Isn't that an app?
Yeah, it is.
Isn't that an app? So
yeah, they have sounds, they have meditations, they have a lot of different things. And I actually have a sound machine that, you know, you can play various sounds on it. And sometimes I'll get in bed and think, why am I having a hard time getting settled? And it's like, oh, I forgot to turn the sound machine
there you go.
And suddenly I'm fine.
And that works. That works.
Yeah.
Do you take it when you travel?
No, generally I'll just play something on my phone.
When you travel.
But as long as if there's a fan or something, just white noise is really okay for me. A lot of people like to do like thunderstorm or, you know, water, you know, waves, things like that. But as long as I have something, if there's nothing in the room making a sound, then I'll just play my phone, you know, but I do, I mean, I even have one in the guest room for when people come to visit.
How considerate.
Because I just thought, well, if anyone's like me, then they, you know, they would want something like this. So, and a lot of people use it when they come. So,
yeah. That's awesome. And then, of course, there's medical interventions, you know, hormone replacement therapy. For some women, it works. Some women are open to it. Some women are not open to it.
Yeah.
But everybody's different. Just figure out what works for you. And it could even be severe enough to warrant antidepressants, right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people, I've talked to several people who are starting to go through menopause or in the middle of it or even coming out of it, who have been put on antidepressants, and they were so confused about why. And, but, you know, they trusted their doctor and they said, okay, I'll give this a try. And then, you know, 6 months down the road, it's like, I don't really think I need this.
Right.
And they'll stop and go, it was working.
Yeah.
It was really, I feel very different. It was really working. Yeah. My doctor was right. So, I think that's one thing to keep in mind, that if your doctor's prescribing it based off what you're sharing with them, it probably is necessary, and hopefully you're open to trying that. Some people are against it,
right?
And can find other ways, you know.
Right. But and if the other ways aren't working,
right?
And there's severe mood swings, perhaps you know, consult with your doctor and see if there's something that's a good fit for you.
Absolutely.
And to maybe just give it a try, right? I think at that point, it might be, you know, it couldn't hurt situation, but it just depends on how severe those mood swings are. And then, of course, there's always therapeutic approaches. Cognitive behavioral therapy, which we just recently did an episode on that. You know, it's just managing symptoms of depression and anxiety. By changing negative thought patterns.
Right.
That is so critical.
Oh, it's so hard to get sucked into that, or not to get sucked into that, especially when you have...
You're in the moment.
The mood swings and then the frustration because of it. Yeah. And then, you know, it's just kind of snowballs.
Yeah.
So you really have to check yourself and go, okay, I'm not putting myself there.
I remember years ago, remember when The Secret came out?
Yeah.
The Secret, The Laws of Attraction. I have made all of my children watch it. I just think it is so important because really you kind of do attract what you put out there. Mm-hmm. And almost, you know, a mirror, you know, if you're angry or, you know, anxious or whatever, I feel that it just, you know, you attract what you're putting out there. So,
yeah,
I love The Secret. I didn't quit my job, but I did do the journals and stuff.
Oh, right.
Remember? Yes. And we talked about that, and some of it came true, and I didn't even realize it, which is the same situation as one of the guys that was a speaker. I don't remember who he was. In the program, I think it was the guy that did the Chicken Soup for the Souls books.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he unpacked a box when he was moving and found an old vision board and didn't realize that the new house he moved into was the same house that he tried to manifest.
Oh, wow.
But, and mine was that way. Paris blew my mind because I didn't even remember that that was ever on my, on my list. But, and of course, mindfulness and medication. Or meditation.
We talked about medication.
Yeah, we talked about medication already. But meditation can reduce stress and emotional regulations. Again, yoga, I think, is probably one of the best ways to help control your mind.
Right.
Right. But yeah, it's the whole world lives up in your head, right?
So
I always tell my kids, if you want to change your life, change your attitude. You know? It's like, because often I just think that that's what you're putting out there.
And whatever's happening in your mind affects you physically too. Mm-hmm. It affects your body. So I think that's another thing where yoga really is beneficial.
Yes.
Because it's also really good for your body and just helping you kind of decompress. And
right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. 100%. And try to find support groups, you know, support systems, resources. Mm-hmm. There are a lot out there.
Yeah.
It's just a point of finding one that you're comfortable with. And you can always reach out to us. We would love to hear your stories. So always on our social accounts, anywhere. We're on all of the platforms. But there are a lot of online communities. I did find one that I thought was pretty interesting when trying to prepare for this episode. And it's a website called Hello Bonafide. They sell a bunch of different products for midlife stages, if you will.
Oh.
Everything from menopausal hot flash relief. They actually have a pill for that. It's a little spendy, but they're highly rated and supported by...
a lot of reviews.
Yeah, a lot of reviews, and a lot of doctors actually support them. So, but there are quite a few. And there's actually one that is relief from mood swings and irritability.
Oh, wow.
So I thought that that was pretty interesting. Again, Hello Bonafide. And all of our resources will be in the description of the podcast. So it's easy for you to find. And they have a quiz on there.
Oh, that's nice. So it can kind of let you know what products you should look for.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And I thought we would roll through a couple of these questions real quick. Because I started it and I thought, I bet it would be more fun than me just talking about it, but then to roll through a couple of these questions. So one of them is what qualities are you looking for in a menopause product? And the selections are hormone-free, I can't talk today, hormone-free, quickly effective, high-quality ingredients, easy to use, and doctor-recommended. I mean, I would say all of them. I'm just wondering, you can pick all of them.
That's great.
Right? I'm like, okay, everything. What symptoms would you like to address? Vaginal dryness, night sweats, vaginal odor, mood swings, fine lines and wrinkles. Boy, they cover the gamut.
Wow, yeah, they do.
Painful sex, low sexual arousal, vaginal infection, hair texture and volume, and hot flashes. Wow. That's pretty interesting. Let's go with night sweats and hot flashes.
I like that.
And there you go. And then it's an email, and then they're going to send you
Your results,
okay, products that they offer that heavily align with, you know, the answers to your questions here. So just be honest. If you know, take it, just be honest about it, because that way you'll be able to better align, you know, perhaps a supplement that'll work well for
you.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. That's cool.
But yeah, there are a lot of support groups, and we're going to put a few of those in our description of our podcast for easy reference. And, you know, don't hesitate to seek help, you know, from a mental health professional if you feel that it's severe.
Or just talk to your friends, talk to your doctor,
Or therapist, or counselor, and somebody that specializes in midlife transitions as well,
right,
might be more helpful. And I don't know, this
there's
sounds
so much
very
research out there too,
biased,
so.
But prejudiced. But I would, if I went to speak to somebody, a counselor or a therapist, I would want a female.
Yeah,
I just feel that a male. No, however clinical.
Well, I think it's nice to talk to someone that you feel can be relatable, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. Could a male, you know, actually provide,
depending on the education that they have around it, I guess. You know, they can't really relate, but they're aware.
Yeah. But midlife mood swings can be challenging, but with the right information and support, they're manageable. So, you know, if you have a partner, reach out to your partner, you know, or at least let them know that you're, what you're going through and experiencing, so that you know, I think it would be better, healthy relationship, you know, by sharing.
Absolutely.
That.
Yeah.
And that just about wraps it up for today. Thank you for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. Embrace the change.
Join the conversation on our website at letstalkmidlifecrisis.com or our Facebook or Instagram and YouTube channels. We'd love to hear from you guys.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.